I mean, that it is just disgusting that the probe is continuing, and Robin Voss is, you know, now doesn't have the courage enough to stand up and say, no, we're not going to support this anymore. Trump lost the election. There was no substantial fraud in the state of Wisconsin. There was a handful of cases. And in some of those cases, they voted for Trump. I mean, it is just that how we spent $1 million on this, and there's no money on our boss's pocket or Trump's pocket or Gableman's pocket. It's one of we the taxpayers' pocket. I mean, why are we paying to support the big lie?
Right. No, these are all very good comments. And, you know, the fact is that it is a big lie, but it's translating into violence. And a lot of that, certainly a big part of that, was Trump himself saying that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed. Second Amendment people should take care of her. He was not prosecuted for that. He should have been. That is an invitation to murder. These guys are going through and saying, hang Mike Pence. That is a felony. And everybody's not paying attention. If they came to your house and said, we're going to hang you, and you hid in the bedroom and called the cops, they would be picked up for attempted murder. So very good comments, as always, Mark. Going back to the lines in order, Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind?
Hi, Matt. Thank you so much for the show. Really interesting material. I wanted to return to one subject you brought up in the previous hour, and that was the vote that took place in the House on the right to contraception, and the fact that, and tell me if I've got this exactly right, that the Republican members of the Wisconsin delegation to Congress all voted against this law that would, or this bill that would have proposed a right to contraception. And I wanted to go back to it in a couple ways. First off, it seems that with the decision on abortion that was handed up down in the Dobbs case, that there is a likelihood that this could be, just as abortion was, an issue that is returned to the states, so the states could decide what access to contraception people could have. And I find this very interesting because there have been desires to, in some states, to remove the right to emergency contraception after a rape, for example, or to ban IUDs because of the way the IUD works. It doesn't, you know, ban fertilization. It bans the implementation of implanting of the embryo. So I find this interesting because if this returned to the states, couldn't it be that the states over contraception could say, well, as it was with Griswold, only married people can get the right to contraception. We're going to ban emergency contraception after rape. Couldn't this be opening, if you say that Dobbs is okay, well, then certainly the right to contraception is under assault. They've stated that. And then that issue would return to the states, right, if that's the protocol that was followed under Dobbs. I'll take my answer off the air, but I'd be interested in your speculation about how this might play out. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. No, you hit the nail on the head. And somebody had made the comment, and I echo it, why are we talking about this? Why do we have to talk about this? Every one of those Republicans has bought contraceptives for himself when he wasn't married. And if any of them think I'm not telling the truth, then let them pipe up. They're not going to pipe up. This is very hypocritical. But Joe nailed it on the legal part of this. What Thomas said, and by the way, Thomas is more powerful than you think, because the rule in the Supreme Court is that if the Chief Justice is in the majority, say a 5-4 decision or 6-3, he decides who writes the opinion. And who writes the opinion is very influential, because a lot of people just go on and go, okay, I concur, and whoever writes it can mold the law. If the Chief Justice is in the minority, in other words, he's on the losing end, or she, of a 5-4 or 6-3, then the senior justice that's on the right, the so-called right side, in other words, the prevailing side, assigns it. Well, Thomas has been on there longer than anybody else. Thomas gets to assign these things if Roberts goes along with the Democrats. And the fact is that Thomas frequently won't assign it to himself, but he'll assign it to Alito, who is a real killer on this stuff, or he'll assign it to Gorsuch, who's a killer, and he can mold the law that way in a way people don't really appreciate. But Joe enunciated the legal standard absolutely correctly. In the Dobbs decision, 6-3, the justices said, well, Mississippi can set a a reasonable cutoff on abortion. Because even Roe v. Wade said basically after 6 months, the states can do stop it, except for the life of the mother. And 6 months is 24 weeks, well, roughly. So in Dobbs, it was more like 15 or 16 weeks, but okay, it's 4 months and blah, blah, blah. However, five of them said, we are going to address Roe v. Wade and overturn it. There is a respected rule of advocacy and of judicial writing that says you do not reach a constitutional issue if you don't have to. They didn't have to here. They were all willing, a lot of them, at least the Republicans, 6-3, to say we uphold Mississippi's law. That was the only issue. They didn't have to get to Roe v. Wade, but they did. And in the process of it, what they did is attack the right to privacy that Roe v. Wade depended on. Now, first of all, the right to privacy is in the Constitution, number one. Number two, there's a very famous law review article by Justice Louis Brandeis before, and he's a very famous Supreme Court justice, before he was a justice in the 1880s in the Harvard Law Review. And in it, he and another author made a very persuasive argument for there being a right to privacy in the Constitution, that any rights not delineated here are reserved in the 10th Amendment to the states and to individuals in the 9th Amendment. And the right to be left alone, he called it. It's one of the most influential law review articles in history. The right to be left alone. In Moscow, you don't have a right to be left alone. They can knock on the door. In North Korea, China, parts of Africa, any jihadist country, Venezuela, no right to be left alone. But in Europe, in the United States and Canada, Australia, you have a right to be left alone. That is the most precious of rights. You make your own decisions. And in this particular case, Roe v. Wade recognized that you have a right to be left alone, and especially on your own body. But what's happening now, Oklahoma has said even the life of the mother can't justify an abortion. So a woman is a vessel, is not permitted to save her own life. She's not permitted to save her own life. And Oklahoma and several other states are passing laws that say if you go to another state for an abortion, Oklahoma can extradite you and punish you and punish the doctor in the other state. That's obviously unconstitutional until Clarence Thomas came along. Because if somebody goes from Milwaukee to Chicago and commits a burglary, the Milwaukee DA can't do anything about that. It's the Chicago DA. Well, in Chicago, abortions are not illegal. But they're going to do this. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. And it's a violation of the Privileges and Immunities Clause, but they may say that's the way to do it. What Joe points out is that right to privacy also underlay Griswold versus Connecticut, the case in the early 60s that said Connecticut's law. Connecticut said you have to be 21 and married or you can't have contraceptives. Can't buy a condom. And this is before birth control pills were really coming current. And you can be prosecuted. And so can the pharmacist. So the pharmacist say, all right, show me your marriage certificate. Well, heck, who walks around with this marriage certificate? So the Supreme Court said you have a right to privacy. None of their business. It's none of their beeswax what you do. Clarence Thomas said, and he mentioned that particular right as now being under attack by this new opinion. Also, the right to marry, same-sex marriage, same thing. Now, this is a little dicey, but interracial marriage, same thing. Virginia and a lot of southern states forbade interracial marriage up to the 1960s. In the 1960s in Virginia, if you married someone of a different race, you committed a crime. And in a case of Loving versus Virginia, believe it or not, the guy's name was Loving. Isn't that a great last name? They said it's none of their business who you marry. All of that is under attack now. But on contraception, that's exactly what's going to happen. It'll be left to the states. The Supreme Court won't say you have to do this or that. They'll say it's up to the states. Well, do you want Voss deciding it? As I just told you, all five Republican congressmen voted against it, and they're in Congress. And I think all of them, or at least several of them, were in the legislature before that. You know what they're going to do. You know what this gerrymandered legislature is going to do. If the congressmen are all against it, what do you think that the legislators in their congressional districts are going to do with this? And you're not going to be able to go into a drugstore and buy condoms. You can't buy birth control pills unless you can prove you're married and over 21. I can't believe people are going to put up with this, but the Republican Party has hoodwinked their party, and it's a very, very grave circumstance in the country right now. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.